everyone, welcome to the seventh Manx Footy part of the 23-24 season. Today I'm joined by a man that beat COVID this week, Tom Kirby.
Hello.
You feeling a bit better?
Much better. Feel on top form right now, I'd say.
You're like Casper the Friendly Ghost at the start of the week, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I can imagine the weekend beers didn't help, but I feel a lot better now.
Well, that was the working theory on Monday, I have to say, after the Julie Brew Memorial Walk.
It's nice you've got so much trust in me.
Yeah. Adam, welcome back. You obviously missed last week. You feel a bit better as well?
Yeah, I'm all good, yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
good. How's life in the South?
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Always is. Best place.
Sam, how are you?
Yeah, grand, yeah. I've,
good week?
Yeah, it's not been too bad, yeah. I've realised I'm the only person with 100% record this season.
Oh yeah, because I went to France tonight.
Yeah.
And Dave's on this too.
You might have noticed that we're out at Disco Dave. He's ill at the moment. It is October. We probably won't see him again until April. But yes, we might have a special message from his deathbed a bit later on.
Fingers crossed.
I should actually probably say that in case he does die.
Well, I mean, yeah, it could be a bit.
There's a high probability.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. What a way to go out.
Yeah.
Can't be corner.
But we can put that up permanently in the office.
Yeah. We make him sign it maybe before he does sniff it. So are you alright? Yeah, Sam? Yeah, you're good? You're healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I've never actually had COVID, weirdly. Like, I've never tested positive for it once. So
perhaps maybe the scientists should look at you and see how you're so immune to it.
I think I've probably just got like a bit. Do you remember when swine flu was like a thing? A lot of people around me had it, and I never got it. And I think I might just be a courier for things.
Do you think it gets caught in the beard?
Could do.
you just don't get ill. I've noticed. Like, you're very rarely ill. Does he?
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, the epitome of health.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He had a migraine.
Yeah. And I get migraines, but that's not really ill.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get badly ill. But
yeah.
Right, we're going to talk about some football, kicking off in the Chemlife Premier League on Saturday. There's six games, all half two kickoffs this week, which is nice and regular. And of course, we'll move to 2 o'clock soon, Tom. That'll catch you out, won't it?
That's an early start, isn't it? I still think when it gets to 2 o'clock, there's no need to be there an hour before, especially in combi football. I like 45 minutes or half an hour, kits on, get the goals out, do a little bit of training, and then off you go.
Right, okay. Right, so... Love the commitment. Right, we'll kick off with the game in the north. Sam, I think this is game of the day. You can of course argue that it's not, but Ramsey St Mary's, both teams playing some good stuff at the moment. St Mary's still unbeaten. Are they favourites to take the points from this one?
No, it's Ramsey at home.
You
I'm still sticking
Fortress Ballaclone.
They are, yeah. Ramsey at home. They're like the immovable object. Also, Mary's dropped a couple of points last week against Mills, so I just think. I think Charlie Higgins, he's not in the SR man squad, so he should be playing for Ramsey as well this week. I think Charlie's always a big player for these occasions. And we're going to start off straight off the bat, Ramsey.
Adam?
Ramsey was shot for the title.
Well, you sell me as a qualified football pundit.
Yeah, I mean, like Sam said, the home form is really, really good, isn't it? So you can't look past Ramsey in this one.
Good point against Corinthians last week. I was listening back to last week's pod because I just needed to clarify we did talk about pot noodles for 10 minutes. This is what happens when you're not here to rein us in, by the way, Adam.
I think we
all sort of thought Corinthians might shade that last week. You sitting on the Dave Memorial?
I think
Dave
Norton
Memorial fence. Yeah, so you called it right. But yeah, 3-3, that's a good point against Corinthians because Corinthians are strong at home. They should take heart from this. Is there a bit of pressure on Ramsey now, Adam? You know, they've started putting results together, or are they still sort of, just see where they get to?
Well, they weren't up there with the favourites at the start of the season, really. So, there's no pressure on them, I don't think. They started well, just keep it up sort of thing. But, they've started well and the pressure seems to get on, but it's not that far into the season, so.
Yeah. So are you going to go for on this one, then?
I'm going to go for Ramsey.
I'm going to get the same Ramsey. I think they're a stronger side. I think when I've seen Mary's and obviously last week dropping points, I think Ramsey are at home. I think they'll be up there at the end of the season as well. So yeah, going to go for Ramsey.
I think Saints will turn on. Do you know what I think? I know you're saying they dropped points last week, and I know what you. I can hear what you're saying. Ramsey is strong at home, but I just think St Mary's. I just think they'll score goals. They'll just have the edge in this. I think last week we talked about some classic Manx scoreline. This will be a 4-3 or a 3. It's going to be tight, But I think just St Mary's have got a bit between their teeth at the moment. They're still grinding results out. I think, again, we touched on the pod last week. You said they're not necessarily playing well, but they're still getting the results. And I think this might be a case that this week they'll just grind the results out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go for St Mary's in that one. Elsewhere, the game you're going to, Sam, Laxey versus Corinthians. Laxey have tailed off a little bit after a strong start to the season. Would that be fair?
I think, I haven't spoken to Johnny a couple of times for games. I think the big problem they've got is consistency with the squad. There's a lot, you know, there's people in that, like I said the other week, Greg Kelly scored, they're like, never heard.
Yeah.
Which is not a slight, it's just one of these. They do seem to have players coming in and out of that team at the minute. They have got players who are off FC Armand, Tom Cree isn't it this week, Joe Walton is again. So it's this constant sort of thing with Laxey where they were favourites at the start and then it's keeping that same team together. And look, Corinthians got Simo.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got Chester Bell there as well. They've got, you know,
Danny Gerrard's
in. They've got Adam Killey should be playing as well.
Yeah.
So this is what I know you said about Ramsey game. I think this is potentially the game of the day if Laxey have got that full strength team. I think Brody Patience should be back in this week. You've got Gartey's missed a bit, a few things. You've got Glenn Walker should be back in. It's potentially, I reckon this could be one of them that could either be a very close sort of, I know we don't get 1-0s in men's football, but it's either going to be a 1-0 or it's going to be something insane like 7-6.
Adam?
I want to say 4-4.
4-4?
Yeah.
That's a big shout on a Friday morning, that.
Too right.
Yeah, 4-4.
Double Desmond.
A double Desmond. You heard it here first, a double Desmond. Glen Road on Saturday. Tom?
I'm going to go Laxey. I think they'll have too much for Corinthians. But the problem is, they didn't play last week, did they? And rather controversially, they were pretty disappointed not to play, weren't they?
Yes, because we'll talk about this. So, Geordie's pitch was called off because of a waterlogged pitch. Now, if you're a sceptic, you look around at all the other fixtures that took place on Saturday, and there was one game in DPS Division 2, which is usually the yardstick for games being called off, and that is, Tom?
Foxdale.
Yeah.
And that game, Billygoat Park was on.
Yeah.
And Braddon was on, which is very, very close to St George's. So.
And we're not casting aspersions, are we?
But I might be.
He might be. But it doesn't. And then I believe Laxey offered to host the fixture, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And then they would just switch it back for the return.
I completely got all their points. As much as I love the Laxey tears, I did get their point about. I did completely understood what they were saying. Like, so the questions have got to be asked there, and I think it shouldn't always come down to the clubs about the pitch. So an example like that, especially when Laxey are offering their pitch, I think maybe a ref go down, have a look at Geordie's pitch, unless they've gone the full works and chucked some water on it to make it just to add to it. But like, I do think that's.
You suggested that Johnny Wells is out on the pitch on Friday night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, just spraying a hose.
Hey, I've seen that.
I've considered it.
Rumours of clubs doing that in the deep dark past. So,
hasn't it?
Yeah.
I've considered it sometimes on a Saturday and the Friday night at the Crosby, you've had too many. Head home and just go down there. There's a hose down there.
Or just turn the sprinkler on at the cricket club and just let it run.
Exactly. But yeah. No, I think it was poor. I thought slightly poor. And
well, Geordie's are, I think there is an issue there. They're obviously struggling for players a little bit, aren't they, at the moment. Mm. Obviously, they haven't got a combination side this year, so there's no depth there, as you will. So. It's such a shame to see because obviously, you know, they have been the dominant force for such long.
It comes back to my point that I made this podcast last week. Do you remember when I mentioned about how I think there should be a point deducted maybe or something if you can't feel the side? And I know I got your point about it would like deter teams maybe from pulling a team out every week. But I do think something has to be done. And I think something has to be done to stop teams not fielding a side, only losing and not getting any goal difference. Even if it was 3-0, I think that's still unfair. So maybe with the new head of the FA, which we haven't mentioned yet,
we could maybe
have a conversation with him, get him on the podcast, and maybe discuss points like this.
I think that's a very good point. We should definitely go and see. Maybe we could have a day out to the bowl.
And we could get Kevin, who he's replacing, with him. And it'd be
I think there's slightly different roles. This was actually, I've asked our star reporter, Dave Norton, to clarify this, because I think Kev's role as chief operating officer, which I feel is a legacy for those of you old enough remember the secretary day when the FA had a secretary and it was more of the admin, more of looking after full time. And then I think when Frank retired, Kev took on some of his responsibilities. And then they brought Lewis back as chief executive in this new role alongside Kev, because Kev, I think, is retiring next June. But there is the point I think we need to clarify on is that it's only an interim.
I noticed that interim.
So
yeah.
I don't know whether Louis's role will change again when Kev retires, or we need to check that really. Yeah, but it's a good point. We definitely should go and speak to the guys at the FA. Good to speak to Kate as well on her role in the marketing side of things. You could even get Simon in exactly. And he's wandering around. He always makes a good brew, Simon.
Exactly. We mentioned the women's football. We could even do a little episode on that. Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have an away day to the bowl. We'll get that in the diary. Get Dave to get sort that out. He was always the booker for the Manx Footy Pod back in the day. So we'll get that sorted. But yeah, coming back to Laxey Corinthians, just bring it back round. You're reckoning home win. I'm going to go with you. I think it'll be a cracking game. Mm. I think you're in for a treat this weekend. Hopefully the pasty will be back.
Well, that was a sore point for me last time. But yeah, hopefully this time.
Was there no pasty, or they just ran out? That's what I want to.
I didn't see anybody else with one. Now, I controversially didn't see the ketchup bottle out either, and that's a big indication of Manx football. No Heinz, no Scran. Mm.
I think you've been treated that. I've got a feeling when I went to Peel, they had Daddy's last time.
Oh. I do still like
an own brand.
Oh, not Tesco Value.
Oh, gosh. I think it would be.
Soon we'll all have Tesco Value ketchup on that for the twin week.
That's what no one thought about. And this is exactly. This week's new breaking news about ShopRite.
Well,
no,
the biggest concern
about.
For me, and as Sam pointed out, I loved it. I messaged in the group chat, obviously, at home saying, what's happening to Subway? And Sam was like, already on it.
Yeah.
That was his big priority as well.
Well, yeah, I think they are a sponsor of Peel. Footy club, aren't they? It's up on board.
I think ShopRite or Subway. Right. Subway. I think he's right.
So what we've got is they're not going to stay where they are. There's going to be some movement around. We don't know where they're going. It's a bit like in football in terms, I guess it's a bit like a Wimbledon situation. It could still be the same thing. It could be something different. It's going to move. We'll wait and see.
Well, it's a lucrative sponsor for Peel, though, isn't it?
Subway.
Yeah.
Well, they've got loads of sponsors. Heritage Homes.
Peel have
got
absolute loads. So
they do really well with their sponsorships.
And I reckon Subway would be great. And you know, the bottom of Walpole, the old Craig Mallon Hotel. Imagine a massive Subway in there.
Is it that popular though?
Subway, I think it's great. Yeah. It's like it's a throwback to school for me. You know, when you go after at lunchtime down to Subway.
Well, I miss one in Douglas, but at the same time, I kind of like.
You wouldn't drive for one, would you?
No.
The Douglas one was terrible as well. I remember, like, there was just I didn't like that ShopRite in general. I wonder what that's happening to that.
I feel it's not an elite tier. Fast food establishment.
It's the most popular one now, confirmed, isn't it? In the UK. Greg's is the one now.
In America, it's got more stores than McDonald's. That's the only thing I know.
That's the day's fun
fact for you. Yeah. Anyway, Laxey are going to beat Corinthians, or Corinthians are going to beat Laxey.
Yeah. It's going to be tight, isn't it?
It's going to be.
Sam's going to be there, so follow Jeff. What's the handle? Jeff
Mongoose Football. Just Jeff. Jeff Footy IOM, is it?
Is it? I don't think it is that.
Jeff Mongoose Footy?
I think it is. I think
it was Jeff Footy IOM.
It's good to know we're across all these handles, isn't it?
Love a trip.
Just find us on Twitter.
You love a trip to Glen Road, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, there's Easy Park and it's a nice little valley to watch footy in, have a chat with Johnny. You can stand on the ramp.
Yeah. Who else is coming this week?
Oh. Well, apparently, Jed Power has taken the Jed Tower up there.
So it turns out, by the way, it wasn't his own scaffolding. I was listening back to it. I watched a little bit of it at the start. He was like, I just got helped. I think, is it Nick White, the old goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he helped him erect a thing just from scaffolding that was lying there. Like, Jed was just going to do it like on along the pitch, and they've just found some scaffolding, and they've helped him put it up. Jed hasn't even brought his own scaffolding, and there's people there willing to
just
help
him. For those that didn't see it, Jed obviously records every cast iron thing, doesn't he, at the stadium. He made the way north to Andreas Moran last week. It was a great picture you sent us on the group chat, wasn't there, of him up on the tower.
Yeah.
And we were there, we were like, is he gone up early, erected this scaffolding tower? But you're saying that Nick, who obviously played for the club, a former podcast guest, he helped him erect some scaffolding.
Apparently there was scaffolding lying around there, and they've just gone, you know what, Jed, let's do it.
I've always pictured him attaching like a trailer to the back of his car with loads of scaffolding.
That's how I see it, with the siren on, so yeah. Thanks Football Report. But
so what you're saying, you might use the slope this week?
I think so, yeah. I mean, so there could be a situation developing of jostling for that centre pitch position, because it's a very key element of watching the game at Laxey is being on the slope.
Sam, but he does love a co-commentator, so you could stand there.
This could be it.
Exactly. You two.
This could be the day.
Exactly. I've done it before. I couldn't listen back to it.
Me and Jed could be on BN Sports by the end of the season.
That would be good.
On that bombshell. Right, let's move on. Talking of Ayr, they're away to Union Mills this weekend, Tom. Ayr are going about their business quite efficiently for me.
Really, really strong. Obviously, they beat Moran last week. I wasn't there. I was in the Combi game, but they beat the 7-2. It sounds like they've got a great side. It sounds like they're ploughing through, and I can't see Union Mills getting in their way. I think Ayr Big air win is what I'll go with.
Even Mills.
And even though Mills got points last week against St Mary's, I still back air to do the business and get all 3 points, I think 4 or 5 nil.
Air, of course, 100% record at the moment. That's quite, you know, we're now into October. You know, we've been playing for 6 weeks now. It's something going that having 100% record, isn't it?
No, yeah. Only for the best.
We'll talk about Colby's 100% record, I'm sure, shortly. But yes, do you think Mills can offer, you know, maybe derail that?
I mean, they can put up a fight. I mean, Mills have started quite well as well, haven't they? So, I mean, they've got a chance.
We say every week they can score, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. But I just think that the momentum they've got at the moment is just too high, and I think they'll probably be in a way win. I mean, you backed the Patel, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I did.
So that was a good prediction. Yeah, it was. Looking good.
Yeah, well, it was kind of more hope than anything else. But yeah, doing well. I can see an air win. Comfortable.
Yeah, I think air as well.
Sam?
You never know what Mills is going to do. A bit like the Jacqueline Hart team this year. That they sort of, some weeks they can turn brilliant, some weeks they can have a bit of a disaster. Air just looking really good, so I'm gonna sit on the fence and say it's gonna be a draw up there. I think Air could be the first one to take a couple of points. Mills could be the first one to take a couple of points off Air.
I still favour the Tangerines. Just looking who scored last week, Danny Oram, Nick Hurt's header was, as you'll have seen at the start of this show, was a belter. Parry Best, great player. Chris Duggan, they've signed for Ramsey over the summer. They're all strong names, aren't they? I just think they're just going to have a bit much for Mills. I think there'll be goals in it. I think Mills will get on the score sheet. This could be a classic 6-4 or 5-3. But I still feel it will fall. The points will fall, return to Andrews come... Is it 4 o'clock you finish? Quarter past four.
Depends when the ref gets going.
Elsewhere, there's a derby of sorts as Braddon take on St George's. But is it about 50 yards between those two pitches?
It can't be much, can it? It must be one of the tightest.
Braddon's had a tough reintroduction to top life in the top flight, Tom, including a defeat by Moran, we should probably say. Geordies, as we've already mentioned, have struggled the last few weeks to get a team out, let alone get some points. Would you say they're still favourites going into this, or Braddon's youngsters? You know, will they be have a big cross on the back of some of the pensioners from up the road?
Well, I still think Geordies will have too much for them. I think that all the boys come back in. See, this is the thing with Geordies now; they'll look at this game, these type of games, and go, "We'll go for this one." I know, they'll actually look at this actively and go, "We can get points here." And Geordies will want to stay in the league more than anyone. And I think Braddon do. Yeah, they've come up, and they did really well to come up, and they're a young side. And I think they've been battling against most teams. It's not like it's been, I know, Waxy, they got beat comfortably the other week, but then everyone will get stuffed by them, like most clubs will. They're not doing too badly, and it was a close game between us. So I don't think it'll be an easy game for St George's. This is the type of game Braddon will want to get something, especially in a derby. But I'll go with Geordies. I'll just have the players come back all of a sudden this week to get them
Bolster.
Playing.
Braddon are holding their own, aren't they? They're not in the bottom two.
Yeah, but I don't feel like they've not quite sparked. Yeah,
no. Right.
They've had some, I think you're right. They're
probably, Royals.
They're a bit like Burnley. Now, we talked about Burnley in the off pod this week, where they seem to be Sky Sports' favourite team at the moment. The performances seem to be there to a certain extent with Braddon, but the points aren't. Mm. And my point with Burnley, probably with Braddon to a certain extent, is it's points that win prizes, isn't it? So you can play the most lovely football with the most exotic Belgians and still not get the points, can you? So they need to start turning performances into points, otherwise it's going to be a long, hard slog, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it gets worse and worse. Comes to winter, no one's always up for it. You know, you start losing games and it's repetitive and you're turning up. And even the games that you want to be winning, you're not. And it's like,
I feel like if you're down there at the bottom, though, you sort of target certain games and sort of teams in and around you. And I think they might think they can get something out of this.
Yeah,
definitely. They'll look to us, they'll look to Royals, they'll look to all them games and thought, and they got some at Royals, so like they have got points on the board.
On that note, I'm going draw.
Draw?
Yeah.
Sam?
I reckon Braddon.
I'm with you. I think they might just have the bit between their teeth here. Geordies be a bit cold. I don't know what numbers are like at training. It's usually one reflects the other. If you're struggling to get a team out, it means that training hasn't been the greatest. I know we talk about they've got the names they could. If they get their first 11 out, St George's, it should be fairly straightforward for them. But it's a big if these days. And I think Braddon, as you say, will have targeted this. They're at home. They've got a good crop of youngsters there. that if you can't be motivated for a game against St George's, even perhaps not at the imperious best of the past, this is the game, the games you want to play in if you're getting back to the Premier League, isn't it? So I'm going to go with you, Sam. I think Brandon
might say Warlock pitch then.
Johnny's going to be there getting the hose out. You can just put it down the car.
Moran versus St John's is another John's. Big derby.
That'll do.
At the Old Church Road this weekend. Now, Moran, I'm saying they're going this as favourites, Tom.
I don't know about favourites. I don't want to put too much pressure on us. We don't like pressure. but no,
I'm glad you think that you're of that much importance that it would place pressure on the club.
Yeah, player. Well, I don't know. I reckon it's one of them games, again, they come around and it's like, you've got to be looking at these, and this is where you've got to pick up points. And this week, I think everyone will be quietly saying this week's kind of really important to get something. Mm. We've not been... Obviously, we've had some tough games. Like last week, no one really expected to get anything against Ayr. I think people were more disappointed the way it ended up, with 7-2, with being 2-1 up as well. But St John's, they've not started yet. And I watched them on Friday night last week against Douglas Royal, and they were a bit all over the place there. So, and Royals, don't get me wrong, don't take anything away from Royals, because they were really good, I thought. Mm. They shocked me, Royals, because from a Moran perspective, I thought, God, these look half better than us. Mm. So, but St John's didn't look like they were at it, didn't look like a bit all over the place. So, This is a weekend again where Moran have got to be looking and going, we need some points. And
yeah, I think you're right on.
And it's at home. Yeah. It's a big thing at home, and it's nice tight pitch. The team's looking quite strong. Heggie Petricuni is first call out in the first team this week. The team's just been announced.
And you've got, obviously, the Comby playing Friday night, so you ought to be down there giving it
a bit of support down the playing fields. Exactly, maybe a crate or two on the sideline. Tim will be dishing them out. But like, it's a massive game. So And it's always a big game when you play St John's, but it's even more so now because where both teams are in the league. Mm. And I don't think St John's expected to be there. They've had a lot of injuries. Moran probably did. But this is the week where I think we've got to kind of get something. It'll be really disappointing if we don't. So I'm going to go with Moran. Surprise everyone.
Moran?
Yeah, definitely Moran, yeah.
It's interesting to say about injuries. I was chatting to Scott Davies last week at the Matty Rennie about Liverpool, and he was saying that it is a big problem for St John's. They just can't get players fit. Mm-hmm. And I think, probably despite my wanting to see Tom look disappointed, I think it could be Moran win.
This is the first time I think everyone's predicted Moran will win, especially you never do.
6 points.
You see the shock on Tom's face.
Oh, it could be, fingers crossed, Adam.
Fingers crossed.
Douglas Royal versus Rushen rounds out the top flight games this Saturday up at Bala Fletcher. Now, Rushen. Where do we start with Rushen, Adam?
It's looking like a 6-pointer this now at the moment.
Yeah, because it's just not happened, does it?
No, they're in
and
football.
The squad, they look more than blessed, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's happened because, I mean, the squad of players there isn't too dissimilar to what they had last year, is it?
No.
There wasn't much outgoings, there wasn't many incomings, it was just sort of the same squad, and they did all right last year, mid-table, weren't they?
Yeah.
So it's just, come on, I don't know what's happened, but last week was a bit of a shock as well because it's a derby as well. So, they're in free fall, and I think they really need to win this weekend if they want to.
We talked just before there about Brad and maybe targeting St George's because they say they're a wounded animal. Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel Royal will be the same.
Oh, exactly the same.
And
especially
you say they've got a good win on the
they were quality on Tuesday. Chris Asbridge is his name. Yeah. He's been the one scoring the goals. He looks good. He looks. I think
Andy Asbridge.
Andy Asbridge. Yeah, yeah. The Royals look like just a good football team. They played really well. And don't get me wrong, St John's didn't have the best day. Under the floodlights as well, you'd expect St John's to win, obviously. But
clean sheet for Royal as
well.
Yeah,
that's huge as well. That the confidence to get a 2-0 win there at St John's away will give them loads going into this. And I don't know about Rushen. There's something going wrong, isn't there? And
I think whoever loses this is bang in trouble.
No, I think Royals are all right. I think Royals are all right. Like, I know is that their first 3 points of the season, that? But I think, or maybe they've got a draw at Corinthians and stuff. But yeah, I think Royals will be okay based on what I've seen from them. Playing football, good team. I don't know who they'll lose and who they'll get in. I saw Aaron Fitzmaurice playing for them and I know he'll go back away and stuff. But yeah, Royals seemed all right. And St John's, no. But yeah, I'll go with I'll probably go with Royals against Rushen, yeah.
Sam?
Well, I think I famously wrote Royals off after two games of the season. And ever since then, I think they've picked up 5-6 points by now. Yeah. They've got more than the one win, haven't they? So I think if Andy Asbridge stays fit and they can keep up performance like that against St John's, they'll do well. So, and Rushen, it just doesn't seem to be clicking. I mean, I know they got the result. They got a decent result last weekend, was it?
They lost 3-0
to Lost 3-0 to me.
I'm not gonna lie, I saw Dean Kearns and team of the week and thought they must have got a decent result.
Well, that's never good if you lose 3-0 and your goalkeeper's man of the match. So.
No, to be fair, Sam Kenyatt was showing me his goal. But screamer, to be fair, I don't know.
Probably Royals,
Right, moving on to DPS Division 2, and I think we'll start at the Nivison, Adam, not only cause, just because we've got you, because I think that's the game of the day in the world's best... Yeah. Europe's best league. Colby train just keeps it going, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and you don't know how far the train can go, but...
well, it stops outside the ground.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, last week was brilliant because it was a really tight game and they managed to come out 3-0 winners, but, I mean, in the second half, they just took control, Colby. And I won't mention the conduct of the Malou players.
No.
It was a really, really good, a bit of a morale booster, I think, because in the Southern Derby, it's always going to be quite tight. But this is a really, really tough one. I think this is probably Colby's toughest game yet, I think, because they've had quite close away games. I know they just beat Rycog, they just beat Old Boys as well. I think this is going to go the same way. I don't know if Colby is going to win this. I think it'd be tight. I think I'll probably go for a draw. But Onken are really, really good at home, and I think it's... probably the toughest assignment they've had yet, and then they've got Castell next week, so the tough fixtures just pile up.
But after that, if they're still in the same position, you have to say...
Yeah, they'll be up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Whitley, obviously up against his old club. He's scoring for fun at the moment. I think he's the second highest scorer in Div 2.
He's a cut above the rest. I mean, last week it was already 2-0 and he went through on goal, and you think he's going to take it around the goalkeeper or sort of, you know, but he just like lobbed him from like... 30 yards and you think, wow, this guy can do it. I don't even know why he's at Colby. I think it's because he moved to Colby houses, so I mean, that's the only reason he's there.
Makes sense.
The property market is as important as the transfer market.
Sam, obviously your own home parish, Onken, can they get something out of this one?
Possibly, but I just think Colby, just like, you know, to use Amazon, the train's going to keep on rolling.
Tom?
I'm going to go Colby just, but I think a packed out Nivision Stadium.
Do you want to have another run at that one?
Packed out Nivision Stadium?
Nivison.
Are you sure?
Nivison.
Nivision. Jack Nivison. Okay. Nivision is not it. I always thought it was S-I-O-N. Oh, yeah, I thought it was a sponsor.
Multinational.
Like a glassmaker.
And it also won't be packed out as well, so But I do think...
It might be if people get it confused with the Demolition Derby on Sunday.
Yes.
That's true.
End of season. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, well, I'll go Colby, to be fair, I think.
I think this will be a draw. I'm with you, Adam. Yeah. Although, every time you say Colby, I'm going to win, they win comfortably. So.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said it.
We all say it'll be tight.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah. Some other tight-looking games about on Saturday. It's Douglas and District versus Goodwin Athletic. Sam, your former team at the Gloves. We gave them the commentator's kiss of death last week. I think we all said they beat Kapoli, and they spectacularly lost 3-2.
Yeah, well, they just... I don't know what it is to last. They just... It was the same when I was there. It was just getting over the line. It was always our problem. I just think... I can't see them getting a result this week, unfortunately. I think D&D will probably just about nick it.
I don't know. I don't think D&D have hit their straps yet. I think there's points in this if they string a performance together for 90 minutes.
I know, but D&D last week, what was it, 5-1 last week? They got beat by Michael. And I just think, you got Michael a bit like Cobb, they're in really good form. I just think that's not a bad result for them. We all say about away at Michael, it's not a ground you want to go to. Which is why I hope they don't get promoted. But it's just sort of, I don't know, I can't see them getting anything out of it. I just think D&D will have a bit too much and they'll get a result out of it.
Adam?
I think D&D... I mean, I've seen Govs this year. I'm not going to comment on what I thought of them, but I mean, I don't think they're the best football team in the world, so I'm going to go for D&D.
I'll go D&D, but the big swaying point for me is I love the top trumps.
Oh, yeah.
I love the top trumps.
The top trumps are amazing. So, Dave, have you got any spare packs?
Yeah.
You want to fire them through? We'd have a quick game one game.
Sounds perfect. Imagine that. Are people watching us play D&D top trumps? If we've not got, like,
that's
the viewers already.
That's better, isn't it?
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, you haven't supplied them around Monopoly yet.
That'll come.
So I think
we're debating whether the Costa gets one a spot. Does the Costa? Because it's not a staple in Moran, is it?
Maybe it took a few quid in to make help you make it.
Exactly. We need to go to these businesses like Co-op.
Couldn't you make that like going to jail?
TV?
Moran TV, they'll give us some.
Instead of going to jail,
you've
got a Costa.
Reliable electricians.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Instead of going to jail, you've got a Costa.
Yeah, that, I think the jail should be the Crosby, because everyone hates being in there, don't they? So, you can't
Moving on. I think that'll be a tight game down at Derrick Gross Road, aren't they, at D&D these days? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Springfield Road, sorry. So that'll be, quite a tight game. Malou, Michael, Adam, obviously you saw Malou in the flesh last week. Michael, again, are playing very well. Can Malou get anything at home out of this one?
No. I think Michael will see this out quite comfortably. I think Malou had the moments last week where Colby didn't take the chances in the first half, and at the start of the second half they had a couple of breakaways and you thought they might get something, but overall they weren't great.
Do they have any men missing, Malou, from last week? Is there any disciplinary?
That remains to be seen. Yeah. Okay. I'm not entirely sure, but there was a hell of a lot of yellow cards.
Okay.
I know that for sure. But yeah, I just think Michael will have too much. I was expecting more from Malou last week, I can't lie, but I didn't think they were as good as I thought they'd be.
How many yellow cards is it till you get banned?
Five,
is it?
That's what it is professionally.
I thought it might be three over here or something like that.
I know that. Three's a bit
harsh,
that
harsh, doesn't it?
Some Malou players shouldn't play in that game, but I'll say on that one.
Look for your safety, Adam.
Tom. Liam Kane, we predicted him to do well, and he's not let us down.
It seems like every week we're talking about how many goals he got this week, and it's normally an absolute joke of a number, isn't it? So, I can see Michael winning that as well. We've gone on and on about how good their attack is. I've mentioned Greasley and all that, who we did try and get down to around. But they've got such a good team, and I think Michael will bring the points back up north.
Up west.
Northwest.
West, Sam?
Yeah.
From Malou. It's north.
Yeah, I suppose he's right. Yeah, that way. Up the Ballymore.
North.
Okay. I'm going to agree with the great explorer over there and say probably Michael. But you never know with Malou. They are always a team who can get a result, but I think probably Liam Kane and Michael get on with the line.
Old Boys lost 3-2 to Foxdale last week, and as their very lukewarm start to the season has continued, Sam. Do we think this week they can get something out of Youthy? Youthy got a 6-2 win over Jims. I won't going to ask Adam's opinion on Jims again, because I think we all know what that is. But Youthy are starting to get a bit of momentum together. I know they've struggled a bit for consistency of lines up. I think I saw a stat on their Twitter this week where they've already used 23 first team players, 24. I think he's 50, over 50 across the two squads, I think, or just under 50.
Gosh.
So, and we're only on week six, aren't we?
Yeah, that's pretty mad. That's quite a lot. Week seven?
Yeah, so something like that. So it's quite a lot of player turnover, and I think that suggests why they may be struggling a little bit for consistency of results. But yeah, they're at home. They're away to Old Boys this week. Old Boys, they need to start. They're going to get promoted back. They need to start picking points.
That's gone. Already, it's gone.
I think it's gone.
Yeah.
I think Old Boys, they came down last year and they've really struggled to settle back into Div 2. And I just think, come half four, you'll be seeing a Rykob win.
I think they'll win at home, don't you, Adam? You've been to Blackberry Lane with Colby this
year. I haven't.
But Colby have, haven't they?
Yeah, Colby have, yeah. I think they picked up two wins against both of these teams, I think, away from home. Apart from that, I know nothing about them, but I'm going to say score draw.
I'm going to go Old Boys, because I think that result last week against Foxdale 3-2 isn't a bad one.
No.
I don't think that's Foxdale flying high, looking like they're going to be promotion challengers. The nearly men, we call them. I think this is the year again. I'll flood loads of pressure on them. So when they do dramatically fail, it'll be hilarious.
And Mr. Chatwood was scoring.
Yeah, he's back. He's announced his return, hasn't he?
Yeah.
With some goals.
Is that 4-2?
Yeah. And he's chose the games to do it, to be fair, hasn't he? And he's got a nice, I think he's got another nice one this week. But I'm going to go Old Boys. I think they'll get, I think, not a bad result last week. I think they'll be up for it. And Rykob, it's a long way down, isn't it? So
I think this will be a draw. I've talked myself around it. I thought Old Boys, but I think actually they're just not quite firing. And I think Youthy may be able to get something out of this. I think this could be a classic 4-all. Although, it depends. Sam Holliday for Old Boys is a great goalkeeper. Him alone could give you 3 points. So it's tough. I really struggle to call a winner in this one.
Sit on the Dave Morton Royal Fence.
Yeah. Final game in DPS Division 2 this weekend sees Pulrose take on the aforementioned Foxdale. And Mr. Chatwood, as we said, is back scoring. and should bag this weekend, are we saying?
Six goals.
Six goals?
Record it now. G chat were to get six. Or something silly like that, it will be. Because, with no disrespect to Pulley, I think Foxdale will comfortably win this one.
Yeah.
And just how much they put on a plate for Chatwood. He'll probably miss about 10, but he'll score six.
It's at Pulley, though, Adam. That's, yes. I always think that's quite a tough place to go.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
Intimidating. Yeah. Well, I was
going to
say.
Several reasons.
I was surprised at the lack of a police presence at Station Field last week. Pulley were also down there as well as Pulley. But, I do think Foxdale will have too much.
I do actually fear for Adam Morton's safety. Yeah. But yeah, Foxdale will come to the win. Six
could
goals
this be the year? Could this be the year they go up?
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Sam?
What, are they going up?
No. Two questions. Are they going to win on Saturday and then are they going to go up?
Yeah, they'll win on Saturday. And they might go up in second place.
Ooh.
But you can't stop the...
Colby.
Locomotive Colby is now being called.
Locomotive Colby. I see. I think Pulley will give this a good game. They won 3-2 against, as we've already said, against Gov last week. Jason Kell's got a couple of goals. Jacob Thomas, which he's a good player. He scored. I feel... Foxdale, are they going to get complacent now, Tom? This is where it always happens. They get a string of few good results together... Get complacent, don't play for 3 months, then have to play 97 games in the space of 3 weeks, and the wheels come up.
I remember watching them a couple of seasons ago at St John's when they needed, like, it was like goal difference they needed, and they didn't do it against St John's. And it was like, it just almost feels like it's a running thing where Foxdale just won't go up. It's like cursed, yeah, it is. And the likes of Stephen Bettridge, the likes of Scott, the likes of Ricky, they all probably deserve Foxdale to be in Division 1. Their combi would be, I've got a lot of mates who play Foxdale combi, and that would be brilliant. I'd be 20-0 for my own. So that would be like entertaining. But see, no, I'd love to see I'd actually like to see Foxdale in Division 1, to be fair.
It would be bad.
It would be, I love a club like that, a proper village football club. Proper community club. I love the badge, even the... I'm probably praising Foxdale too much here.
So you know Dave Frew wants rid of you?
Foxdale isn't the club, no.
Do you guys remember, I don't remember, Birmingham had a manager called Barry Fry, who was mad as a bag of frogs. They went through a really tough period of results, and he was convinced by someone that believed in magic to go and wee in every corner of St Andrew's pitch because he was convinced they were cursed. So he did it. So do we think if it gets to maybe the sticky period after Christmas that either Butty or Fonnet will have to go and have a... Or even the big man himself, James Cubbin, as the president, so it's chairman, so it's mafioso of Foxdale.
Mr. Foxdale.
Yeah, we'll have to go and have a wee in each corner of Billy Goat Park.
I reckon...
Well, you'd hope not, because the game will get called up.
What a long pitch, yeah. For 3 weeks or so.
That's perfect. That's everything.
Yeah, that'll do.
Right, we'll go to FC Alman now. Sam, obviously you went away to see them play Bursko. Good 3 points.
Yeah, good game. Bursko sort of in the middle of developing their sort of ground there. Bought their in. They had a bar. They put on a bit of Scranfors as well before the game.
Yep.
So that was a rare treat. And it was quite good. They also had like a little container at the side selling beer, which was great. So yeah, can wait to watch it. Great, like, you know, cold Heineken, still watching.
Oh, nice.
That's what they have to do.
Let's talk about the football, though. They won 3 points.
Oh, yeah, there was a game, wasn't there? Yeah, so they won. I mean, they could have been, like, 4-0 up by half-time.
Yeah.
They were 2-0 up at the break with one of the best own goals we've seen. It was, like, Van Persie-esque. You know, diving header. Yeah. It was one of them. It was just, like, brilliant. And then Doyle got a goal. Second half, they... Bursko pulled one back, but you got Jack McVeigh penalty. They could have sealed it up as well just after that, Steve Whitley, but it was a good save from... Monks was the keeper for Bursko, so ended up 3-2 because, you know, why make it easy for yourselves? But I can see by Tom's happy face, he's delighted by the result. And
where do they move on to this weekend?
Well, it's West Dids this weekend, so I'm going to go
big game. Another away game, though.
Yeah, it's away because this is kind of like the.
Some sort of weird needle in it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's not like a derby. It's sort of like. Because we came.
Brighton and
Brighton Palace.
Came up together from the North West Counties North Division. South Division, whichever one we were in, came up together, played together. Of course, we've had like some massive moments. There was the Sean Doyle winner, there was that Luke Murray goal, which was the anniversary of that apparently this past week. So that was
that won the Puskás Award, didn't it?
Not quite,
definitely up there.
Yeah. It did get shared by Match of the Day.
Well, there you go.
It was sort of better than that, really. So yeah, I think it'd be really good to see this week. I think it's gonna be a very, very difficult game, but with the team he's got out. Got Dean Leeson there, Tom Creese in there, Fiora Davies, a lot of attacking talent. So hopefully they'll get something out of it.
So that's afternoon kickoff, I presume?
Saturday, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, so stay tuned to socials, and we'll try and keep you abreast of what's going on there. Dave's obviously not here, but we'll insert now Combi Corner.
So, Combi games this weekend. The eagle-eyed and eared amongst you will notice that I'm not Dave Norton. He's unwell, too unwell to do his favourite activity, which is obviously Combi Corner, so I guess it's up to me to try and match him. Starting the Canada Life Combi 1, we've got St John's versus Moran under the floodlights at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday, at Molyneux Cloy, which should be a close game. Hattie will be there with his camcorder, should be a good game. I'm going to go with the Moran win. opening game on Saturday sees Ramsey face St Mary's at the Bowl. That's a 1:45 kickoff. And then the Saturday half two games in Canada Life Combi 1 see Air welcome Mills to Andreas, Lexi face Corinthians at Bella Fletcher, and Russian host Douglas Royals down south. In DPS LTD Combi 2, Govs welcome D&D at Colby, Malou travel to Michael, Colby off the back of getting their first points last weekend take on Onken, Douglas Athletic with just one side face Castletown at Springfield Road, and finally, Rycob host Old Boys.
We're going to do. We've got a special guest to read the weather. Rebecca from our office, who's obviously has to listen to us talk about the podcast all week, has very kindly to volunteer to read this week's weather in Dave's absence. So we're going to listen to that now.
Rebecca reads the weather.
Tomorrow's weather is sunny intervals with scattered showers, moderate wind, and a top temperature of 11 degrees.
Finally, before we leave, we had a couple of half-time scram reviews last week, Tom.
We have. Let me just quickly check what they were because I have forgot.
Well, you had some on Friday night at St John's. So
I did,
with that.
And that was that. We've got to discuss that. Can we insert a photo, please? Because yeah. It was black. It's bad.
Black pasty.
It was one of those. James got it, and I was like, you can't eat that. Yeah. Like, and you know it's bad when you're hungry and there's a pasty there, and you're genuinely thinking, I don't think I can. That's edible.
Yeah.
So St John's, I don't know. Don't know what's gone wrong there for them, and I don't know why I wasn't the one who went down to get it, but I don't know why they've looked at that and gone, yeah, we'll go for that. And it's £2 as well. Thought it was a bit steep. So overall, 3 out of 10. The tea was alright, so we'll give them
personalised
that.
Personalised mug?
No personalised mug though. So that brings it a little bit down as well. What else is there? We've got from Air United. Russian United. Brian Kelly sent in that the pasty was brilliant. Well, 7 out of 10, but he didn't like the styrofoam cup. He wasn't a fan of that because we were saying about how good mugs are.
Yeah.
No, they do that in Russian. You get the cup. It'd be interesting if that's allowed going forward, of course, because it's single use plastic.
Yeah, I was going to just say that, maybe.
But you'd think they have mugs.
Plastic looks decent, to be fair. It has won our Nice Football blog Pasta of the Year in the past.
But the tea brings it right down. Like, if they give that in a mug with a Russian United logo on it,
very dark.
It looks like, I don't know what Brian's thinking. Yeah, it could be whiskey. Yeah. And then James Kelly at Air United's got 2 meat and potato, cheese and onions. They're not bad quality. Tea was a 6 out of 10. He has not rated the pasties, but they look decent.
And I had a pasty at Air and it was very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Air, well done. Russian, well done for the pasty, not for the mug. And St John's, sort out.
Yeah. So, if there is anyone that has half-time scram... Sorry, Adam, you're going
to... I need to raise it in the next Colby committee meeting. They need to stop doing pasties.
Yeah.
That's a big miss. Anything,
or deviate. You can have sausage rolls.
Yeah.
You can just something
like that.
Pot noodles. That's not great.
Yeah. Looking on a tangent.
So if you do have some half-time scram, I think... Did Dean send us something? Was that the week before? He was saying... He did. And he was saying about the mug, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he was in an old Easter egg.
Yes, he was, wasn't he, on Saturday?
Yeah.
I forgot the names of two games. And it was the the classic Cadbury's mug.
Yeah.
Which we'll get a picture of that up in now as well.
Yeah.
It's proper. I was like, do you know what? That is already an early contender for the season just because of the mug.
Yeah, absolutely. And here you are. Hi, Rach. Say hello.
Hi.
You all right, Rach?
2 minutes.
Oh.
We can cut that out, or we can keep it in. Made the star appearance, Rach.
We were interrupted by a fire alarm, and we kept that in. So,
okay, cool.
So if you do have half time scram this week, please do get in touch at Manx40Pod on podcast. I think on why don't we know our social handles? We should get them written up. So imagine we on that.
I thought it is Jeff40AON, by the way. Checked.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
Manx40Pod.
Manx40Pod merch. Yeah. I think people could start wearing them out.
Maybe for Christmas.
Christmas jumpers with our faces on.
We still need to have our offsite meeting where we discuss our various strategies going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Manx40Pod.
Right, at Manx40Pod.
Yeah.
Perfect. So please do get in touch with your half-time scram. Right, that's about it for this week. Any other business lads? No?
Not that I can think of.
Hopefully we'll be back full strength next week. Everyone in next week? We've got a week till you two off to Chester, haven't we?
Yeah, for graduation.
Yeah.
Haven't we got some sort of guest or something?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's looking 70-80% likely
that there's a guest next.
There's a couple guests next week. It might not be the whole team.
Stay tuned to our social media, and we will maybe Tuesday, Wednesday confirm, and then you can start getting questions.
Yeah. I think we need to. Yeah. But keep having a guess who it is, because people might be keen. Who could it be?
Who could it be?
Check your friends. Check your mum. Make sure it's
check your mum.
Yeah, you don't know. We could be on to anyone.
All right, on that bombshell.
Start for now.